Blog Talk Radio.
What up, people? You already know who it is. You know what I'm talking about? Nah. You don't know who it is, and you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You tuned in to Dickhead Radio. This is Stankarelli, and we all the way live, baby. Play my fucking theme song, bitches.
Akato Production. No sucker MCs. Spent my whole life hustling, struggling, making it. Now that I got it, ain't nobody taking it. People got their hands out, tell them stop reaching. Everybody can't be a star, stop speech. So call me a dickhead, so call me an asshole, so call me a hater, but I'm getting cash though. People say grimy, some people say KO, some say Cinderella, but that ain't my name, no. So call me a dickhead, so call me an asshole. Somebody about to be pissed off. My flow is cancerous. Don't ever get me crisscrossed. You're cracking, screaming, fuck the world. But it digs off. No promo. Negro Miguel Cotto. Right hooks. Leg drop groupies off the front row. Stay. No microwave. I eat your lunch cold. Throw you a pity party. Then I'm pissed in a punch bowl. He's a problem. No question. Ain't no answer for him. Don't test him. You ain't got stamps. You can't address him. First class period. You be a messin'. Take a my dog. I see you stressing like you beach from the east, but you Kanye West. You need a buffering. You not loaded. You bloated. You cut your hair. Nobody noticed. So call me a dickhead. So call me an asshole. So call me a hater. But I'm getting cash though. People say grimy. Some people say KO. Some say Cinderella. But that ain't my name, no. So call me a dickhead. So call me an asshole. So call me a hater. But I'm getting cash though.
That nigga so disrespectful,
that's all he does. Yeah, that's all he does, yo. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga Mr. Disrespectful, shit.
So I think cats give extra points for disrespect in battles. Pocket checks and things of that nature have become the the craze of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? So this one got all the makings for some crazy shit, B. Straight
yeah,
up.
That shit cool. That shit cool until a nigga get chin checked. After pocket,
I guess good. Motherfucking get their lights run. But I tell you what, on that battle, lyrically, I got Frost.
I'm thinking Frost just gonna come with crazy, crazy bars, bro. I mean, just you know how some shit just be alright and some shit just be crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gonna
is
have
one,
punch after punch
after
crazy punch, bro.
Is it one rounder?
No, I think that's a 3-rounder, bro.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a night full of 1-round battles.
Nah, the 2-on-2 that me and Chance got 3-round.
Y'all got 3 rounds of 2-on-2?
Mm-hmm.
Versus Cass and June?
Yep.
Ooh, wee.
You know, we already done with our rounds. We just rehearsing now.
So,
shit.
I'm like 99% sure Moses West and Breezy and Jericho going to be 1 round each.
I don't know, bro. I think Breezy and Jericho, because we write with them on Sundays and shit, bro. I think Breezy and Jericho doing 3 rounds, too. I don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on. I know we got 3 rounds. I know that much.
Get some words. I don't know. Some people to call up in here. Somebody calling up in here, let me know shit. Well, so I'm going to keep it moving.
Everybody up. I'm
going to keep
it. Nigga Breezy needs to call, though.
I'm going to keep it moving, though. For the next battle that is one of my top anticipated battles that I want to see on that one is the 305 and Ben versus
Zerk and 22.
Yes,
bro.
It's some crazy contrast going on.
Yeah.
In that battle on both sides, with both, son. So I want to see how they work together, how that shit worked out.
Yeah, that's to me like that battle right there is crazy because it's like you got 22 with the energy and 305 with that street nigga energy. You know what I'm saying? They bringing that street energy, and then you got Zerk with the bars. And mm-hmm. Ben Smith with the haymakers. You know Ben Smith be coming with some haymakers. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And then go ahead.
No, I'm saying he almost half the reason why I'm picking them to win that battle over Zerk and 22. But I still think it's gonna be ill.
Oh yeah, this shit gonna be clean. It'll be a classic. I ain't gonna take it from either side. I'm picking SBM to take that, but I think it'll be close. It ain't gonna be just a one sided battle.
Oh, I don't know. That it might be a wash on that one.
You think so, bro?
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Yeah, man. If 305 and Ben writing together, that's trouble. And another wash is gonna be Black Heisenberg. Versus Sir He, that's gonna be a total annihilation.
Bro.
That's gonna be body bag of the night. And it might be an ascension there because I know this nigga Black Heisenberg been sitting on bars on top of bars on top of bars.
Yeah.
So
that nigga got mad jet, bro. His pen so deep, bro.
Yeah, man. Already know. Already know I listen, you know what I'm saying? I downloaded this whole catalog. I got on the SoundClick and downloaded this whole catalog. I've been rocking with the tunes. I told him he reminded me of I tell him he reminds me of Ross a little bit. But I love, but I love his flow. I love his flow. And big nigga, yeah. Big nigga bars is different than everybody else bars. So you gotta, big niggas got a whole different another code. Fat niggas, you know what I'm saying?
They hold
style,
dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro, bro on some complex code, shit though.
Queen, you on
some complex shit. Hell yeah.
Queen online.
Y'all give it up for Queen. I don't think. Oh, my peoples is right. Yeah, my peoples is all jacked up. We got the we have the residue from the.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Yo, Queen, we talk about the battle we got coming up. I hope you be in attendance.
What, in the BBA or something?
Yeah, it's Barmageddon. It's at Vibe Nightclub on Phillips Highway on September 20th. Sunday, September 20th, coming up. And it's a battle team in Arsenal. The time is 3. I'm guessing it starts in the afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to make it kind of early on church hours.
He said it was church hours. Hey, the church.
Nah,
the
it ain't really church hours because I don't go to church. I see my kids in church and kick their ass up.
I got you. You just sitting them.
Yeah. I done had my days. I was raised in church and I done grew up, got my own beliefs and my own knowledge and way of seeking knowledge other than the way the church taught me. So. But I just felt like it wouldn't be fair for me to not introduce my children to church. They got to know about it in order to combat the problems that we face during religion. They got to learn that religion in order to fight, you know, the wrongs of it. So, yeah, I put them on in church.
I got you. Hey, man, how you do your crib and the kids? That's you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But but what we was talking about. Was when the battle jump off or the main event battle got a lot of sparks. It got all the potential to be a real knockdown drag out fight. You know who G-Man Frost is, and you know who Queen, you loud in the background.
Don't mute me. I turn my phone on mute so you call my name out again. Don't mute me.
All right, no doubt. I'm gonna leave you like that. You good. I got you. I'm not gonna mute you. I got you. We doing the promo for the show, trying to get more people to call in right now. I'm gonna do a little Twitter blast and I'm gonna play some music. Since I got Queen on the line, I'm gonna play her joint right here. This is called motherfucking
Big Bill, nigga. Took off on his beat, boy. Savage.
You bitches don't believe that stand up shit. I'ma make you take a sweet back. Don't jump to it. I officially beat it. Just to make you see that. When you said it's beat that. Official bitch. Say the title. Yeah, I see that. Official D girl. Ask me where the weed at. Ask me where the queen at. I ask you where my shoes at. I need that. You got me everywhere the heat at. Oh, yes, I'm off the meat rack. Official girl. I be that. Yes, I see that. News, so I read that. Bitch, I might be that. Pussy, no, I freak that. Follow, no, I need that.
Yeah, that's how we doing it. Check out Queen Savvy where we straight up in here with the Bear Rilla, the Gorillas and Killers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Thrillers. You know, we coming with the hard bars on motherfucking September 20th. The Barbarians, King's Court, is going all the way fucking down. I'm gonna tell y'all like this too. There's gonna be some performances there that night, from what I understand.
Oh yeah.
So that shit gonna turn up too. Yeah. Yeah, son. You know who's performing?
I'm coming to have you stand there and steal the mic and hop on the stage.
Hey man, I got my man Rocky gonna be in the middle of the ring doing push-ups and. A hundred push-ups before every battle. Niggas gonna be getting swole. Hey, listen. It's real. Another battle that is slept on. Definitely is Chevy and Top Floor Mav. I think Mav showed tremendous improvement from the last two times that I saw him, against Tana and then against Maverick at Blood on the Throne. So that shit was crazy, first of all. And that was the best him I've seen since then. And then when I went back and looked at his earlier tapes, he was always dope. He just keeps on getting better. So that battle could shock some people with him and Chevy right there. You know. I'ma just go on record and say I don't know what's going on with Rob the Ripper versus Bill Collector. Some people said don't say blah 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 or whatever, but I think Bill should be headlining somewhere. Bill is dope, and a lot of people don't agree with me, but I think Bill beat Mo last time he came around here. So y'all call it what y'all want. Said. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel like Bill won too.
Word. All right, no doubt.
No, nah, real shit. And that's not the popular motherfucking opinion, but that's my opinion. Shit.
Yeah, that's mine too. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I see shit. I judge shit on a different scale. You know what I'm saying? According to what I like and what I would or wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Yeah,
but not to say I don't like Mo.
Yeah. Some shit is just a preference of what you heard that night. Like, I like what he said better than what he said. That's all that is. There ain't no hate, bro. It's just you win some, you lose some.
I'll go back and watch the game tape with niggas, you know what I'm saying? If niggas want to do it like that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think it should have to get all the way down to that. But your battle versus June, you been writing with Champ like that?
Yeah, bro. We already done. Yeah. I've been going over there on the regular.
Word.
Out there where they stay. Out there getting them in. Now we just working on the performance. This shit going to be hot, bro. Like, we got
mad chemistry,
y'all
finished
bro.
Writing already?
Yeah, we finished writing already. We got, like I
Word.
Said, bro, it's like, bro, this shit's so easy, bro, working together. It's crazy. And the way the shit come off, like the way we bounce the shit, bro, this shit so hard, bro.
Oh man, I'm excited. I'm excited because I always liked the Run DMC style of rap, the tag team rap where they went in and out, where they went back and forth with each other, like the two man. That shit, the call and answer type shit. That was always my favorite type of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So. Seeing two cats pull that type of shit off, you know what I'm saying? That gets me rolling. So
It's real fun to write like that.
Good to see you on this big card with that type of look. Yeah, man, good shit.
Bro, that shit was really, man. Really, it was Bochan that reached out to me and was like, bro, just, you know what I'm saying? Get down with me. I was like, hell yeah, bro. Us, nigga. Yeah, be a champ, nigga. Shit. You got Champ on stage with a sword off. That shit gonna be ugly.
Yeah, that shit gonna be ugly.
You know
I can't wait to see that. That shit gonna be an explosive ass battle too. We're going to take a lot of time to break down a lot of the intricacies of these battles. But more so than the other one, we didn't really talk about Moses West and Breeze versus Mike Breezy and Jericho.
Yeah, what you're going to see there, man, is just is bonkers because you know how intricate the bars is when it comes to Mo. And you know Breeze a writer, too. So that shit. And them niggas, you know what I'm saying? They be fucking with each other.
You think Mo is trolling? Mo said he letting Breeze write the whole battle. He's just going to memorize it from there. Think he trolling?
I don't know. He trolling, bro. if he did write that shit, Mo had all kinds of motherfucking tweaking to do with it and all that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
The shit that was the funny shit was when your boy was it Netflix? Netflix. All right, yeah, no doubt. All right, my bad, y'all. I'm checking my money. My money went out of PayPal. I had to see what gave. It was Netflix, though. Netflix came.
Netflix.
Yeah.
You making babies over there and shit.
They're making their rounds. So, you know, check your account if you got that auto. If you got that auto drive, it'll bust you in the head for a quick little $10.
That's it. That's the end of the day. You go to turn on Netflix, that shit ain't been paid. Shit, you ain't get no pussy.
I was around for $190.
How we going Netflix to chill with no Netflix?
See, because I got one of the cable that Comcast auto drafted me for $190 or something. Days ago, I was closer. I forgot all about their ass.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even fuck with Netflix since I got that Comcast shit too, the X1 shit.
Yeah, there ain't no point, shit.
That shit fire as fuck. You can watch all kinds of shit on there, bro.
The internet, I can get online on you know, the bootleg sites and watch any damn thing I want to watch for free. So I got internet.
I go to the Showbox. Showbox is my shit though, but I go watch the movies.
Yeah, I got that shit too.
I be on Mr. World Premiere. He used to have all the good stuff. His shit done changed over. He used to have all the movies. Shit hit the movies. It'd be online the next day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's it called? Mr. World Premiere?
Yeah, it was Mr. World Premiere or something that started with a B. I can't remember. Hold on. I'm going to look real quick while I'm on the phone with y'all. I used to put people on it so much. I'm like, he had started making changes to the website. I'm like, damn, where the movies at? You can still find, like, it's like mostly black shows and black movies and stuff that they show. Oh, it's called BrokenSilence.net. That's what it was at first. But the nigga who run Mr. World Premiere, that Broken Silence, his shit, too. Put Locker, you can find a lot of shit on Put Locker, Vod Locker. Telling you, I get all my shit free. I don't be with all that paying that extra shit.
Straight up. Somebody come, we got somebody.
They already a monopoly. I chill raping everybody for the cable shit.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. They raping everybody out here. Calling in 612. Are you live on the air on Dickhead Radio? We talk about the end of the world too. We getting in. I'm getting in this hour of the BBA predictions. Who this calling in from 612?
Fuck is the fuss about? It's the Prodigy. What's up, man?
Yeah. I'm just rambling, Prodigy. I ain't talking about shit. Hey, man. What the fuck? How you get your battle canceled, man? I was looking forward to your battle.
What happened was I wanted 3 rounds, 2 minutes. He wanted 1 round, 5 minutes. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's the same shit. Why are we doing a 1-rounder? Let's do a 3-rounder. He ain't want to do it. So today, he finally hit me up. Yesterday, he hit me up. It was like, why can't we just do 1 round, 5 minutes? I'm like, listen, bro. I'll break it. We could do 1.5 minutes, bro. But it's got to be 3 rounds. So he hit me up today and said, yeah, I'm with it. Let's do it. So It seems like the battle's back on, so I'm just waiting on Boots to get a green light for it. But it's 9 times out of 10, it'll be back on.
No, my bad. Why you couldn't do it in one round though?
I mean, I could have, but I mean, I started off doing one rounders. I'm at the point. I'm in this development stage. You know, I'm trying to get this experience to three rounds because there's a lot that you can learn through our three rounds: composure, rebuttals, and things of that nature. So I want to learn the you know what I'm saying? It's a development thing for me. So I started off doing one rounders. I want to do three rounders.
Word up. Well, I feel you on that, but I take anything they put in front of me, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
And to be honest, and I was going to do it like that, but there's a personal dislike between the two of us. I really don't fuck with it, so it's deeper than rap, but I know how to keep it rap, so it's deeper than that, so. Nigga, no, we not doing the one rounder. And I told you, and he knew this from the jump. So I don't know why he tried to change it all of a sudden to a one rounder when this battle between him and I was booked for this card before Doomsday. Before Doomsday, this battle was already booked. So I don't know why all of a sudden he wanted a one rounder. Nigga, no. So I'm 9 times out of 10 sure to be back on. That's a three rounder.
Man. Y'all need to stop tripping, yo. And get this battle in, yo. Because y'all styles match up good enough to make a real good battle to keep some folks over here interested. I know I am. So
yeah.
I definitely think I think it'll be in your best interest to go ahead and get that shit.
Now, we already agreed on the three rounds. We already agreed on the three rounds. We agreed on it. We good. It's three rounds. We just waiting on Bucci to say, okay, the battle's back on. But we done already came to terms. We done came to agreements. We both on the same page and everything. It's three rounds, 1.5 minutes a round. Everything's good. It's just Bucci got to get Bucci got to say, you know, because it's his shit. Bucci got to say, battle back on.
I got you.
I'm good though. I'm ready. He ready. I'm ready. We ready. Well, I'm gonna get 920 Club Bop.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to see it. I can't wait till it go down. I got some more people calling in. Y'all press one. If you want to talk on the line live, we're doing the predictions. I pretty much gave my predictions already. In your battle, I got you.
Yeah, I'm a second that.
Who the smell are you? Who we talking to? My bad.
This Poppy, nigga. This Poppy, nigga. You ain't stick a rally, nigga.
What's up, Poppy, man? What's good?
What's up, bro? Yeah, but I think that's going to be a good battle. But I think you're going to outball him.
Yeah, I think you got good performance and good stage presence and stuff like that. But I think you picked that up fast. You know what I'm saying? And your lyrics are better. So but I like both of y'all energy and what y'all bring to the ring. And I'm excited to see that shit pop off, son. I'm excited. But who you think is going to win in the battle between Moses West and Breeze and Jericho and Mike Breezy? Who you think is going to win that shit?
I got the world. I got a feeling Breezy and Jericho going to put that chemistry together. Oh, my God. I got a feeling about their chemistry. I like that. I like that team.
I ain't even going to speak on that shit, but I'll be there. I'll be seeing that shit come to play. That shit going to be raw. The poet's got a problem.
Yeah. Facts.
Like that?
And I ain't asleep on West. And Breeze is nice to me. Fucking nice. I think they in for something different that they ain't seen before.
Jericho bars.
Battle rap crowd. Yeah, that boy Jericho, man, he came with some shit against Toes that I wasn't ready for. I had Toes barring Jericho life away, but I'll be damned if Jericho ain't proved me wrong, so shit, you know, fuck on with me. I got the wolves in this one.
Word. All right. Yeah, I'm excited. Yo, I'm excited. That sounds positive. Who's from 517? Who the smell are you? You're on Dickhead Radio. 517. 904. Cat got your tongue? Oh, what a life you live.
It's a great night. I'm drinking on some liquor and I'm blowing good. Getting money, don't scare me. I'm trying to get a million, motherfucker, don't dare me, cause you know I would. A nigga in his prime feeling great, and I know my shine is at stake. I'ma get some rice and beans for the size on my plate. I'ma go and get it fed, nigga, I ain't finna wait. A nigga had trouble, my heart took it all. I done been through the struggle, now I'm finna ball. Make the Hall of Fame, put my name on the wall. I don't really care about the popularity at all. I'm just trying to get the industry prepared for my dog. Ain't nobody better, they ain't built like this. From the J to the bottom, screaming motherfuck the law. Innocent civilians getting killed out here, I swear. I won't let it bother me. I just see money, I don't fuck with the flaw. Honestly, I just be chilling. But if it's an issue that's with you, I'm busting at y'all. Lord knows mama didn't raise me like this, but everybody wanna be a thug and they lost. I'm back in this bitch and I suffered the cost. And all I kept thinking was, oh, what a lie.
Come try to team, nigga, we will fuss. I'm the first round pick, nigga, Andrew Luck. I swear I'm going in, SBM. Man, I'm at the ham, so you know we gon' win. I got PT, I can't forget him, can't hear Larry B on the truck, but I ain't worried about him. I keep my ears to the feet, my eyes on the street, my mind on my money, so I stay on my feet. Man, free my nigga Thurman, real rest in peace. You the reason why I moved that to Exos with feet. You know a nigga hot, a little tipsy. I up that fire, nigga, don't tempt me. Let it bust and squeeze to the clip them feet, cause you know I'm going out like a real Koji. Nigga, you know me, I move slowly. I talk real calm in a two-door beat. That nigga Boo told me, nigga Sue will be. And if a nigga run, they remove those seats. And I be like, oh, what a life, what a life, what a life. When I swear these hoes be choosing. If a nigga get the trust, then know my set, I'ma make his life a movie.
What a life,
that I survive.
But we talked about this shit last week on Dickhead Radio. We was talking about the how, you know, when life begins. We was talking about abortion. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all with me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
We was talking about abortion, right? And we got to talking about basically when life begins, whether or not you begin as a baby in the womb, or you come out and then you got to do some shit to have a life. You know what I'm saying? You can't, it ain't, killing it inside the womb ain't really taking a life, is what they was conceding to. You know what I'm saying? So, we was talking about the end of the world. Now, that shit could be, we could be in a bubble right now where this shit just pop and bust open, and that'd be that. And that'll be that.
I don't know, bro. I feel like we're going to see it in our lifetime.
You talk about extinction-level events, tidal waves, nuclear bombs, motherfucking anarchy, wild war, crazy shit right here where we at. You saying we're going to see that in our lifetime? It's going to jump off like that. You think it could be this year?
Personally, I don't necessarily know if it'll happen like that, and it is a possibility that it could happen this year. I definitely see it coming, but when and how, I'm not exactly sure.
You too. A lot of people are leaning towards that. You think that's a good idea?
To think
we just need to just wipe this shit out and start over again? You think we fucked up that much already?
Nah. I don't think the world is able to be saved, but I do believe that you should be able to live it as long as you can, as best as you can, while you can.
But the world is kind of fucked up.
It is. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say to have to live it in meager conditions, in dilapidated ghettos, sleeping on floors, flies all in your face, laying in mud. You know what I'm saying? In that aspect,
I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. You know, in that aspect, God take me away. But I've been blessed to not have to live that way. So, speaking on my behalf and anybody else who thinks like I think, you know, I'd rather live the way I'm living now than it. Life ain't so bad, you know what I mean? As fucked up as it is, it ain't so bad because I'm not living that.
Well, it's not bad for you. It's not bad for you. For some people, life is, oh my God, get me the fuck out of here. Some people is trapped in their own body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And in that aspect, okay, cool, I feel you. You know, at that point, it's just it's. Some are better than others. And my point, you know, I got a son, so I'm not ready to go yet, you know.
Obviously, none of us are. How prepared is anybody in here right now for an extinction-level event tonight? You got them yappas with my boy Visa. The yappas, you gotta have water, canned food on deck, stored up, goddamn all kind of shit.
Facts.
Niggas ain't ready for that type of shit. Gotta have something to protect yourself and your house because niggas gonna be trying to get in your shit and take your shit constantly with reckless abandon. If you remove the police state, and the only thing that will remove a police state is a constant state of anarchy, like where niggas is out here wilding out all the time. And they'll nuke niggas. They'll drop a bomb on niggas. They'll do that shit. They've done it before, and they'll do it again. You know what I'm saying? But they'll nuke themselves, too, on some other shit. That's Poppy calling back. Press 1. Get back online. I think that's Poppy. Yeah. But more than anything else, I'm concerned that you saying that it might happen, Poppy saying it might happen our lifetime, and I tend to agree as well. And I think it's almost going to be like like we've been watching in the movies, with a combination of like Terminator mixed with what was the other one?
Terminator.
Yeah.
And I've grown to learn that the shit that you see in movies and TV shows isn't so far-fetched, you know, because I'm starting to slowly but surely see it all come to life. So I guess that's why I can see it coming.
Bro, I spent
like
2-3 hours.
Demolition Man. Huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Bro, I spent 2-3 hours on YouTube watching videos on shit like that. That's predictive programming. Basically showing you shit that could happen or probably will happen.
Yes, sir. I wish they showed me how to flip this Coke right here so I could get these grips off.
You taught us how to do that shit in the dope scheme.
Big Coke.
And, offensive.
Go back in the past on some Marty McFly shit and get the Coke for real cheap and then take the Coke to the future, nigga, for a fucking transporting coke through time boy, dope boy. Hey, listen, I'm wilding out. I'm just fucking with y'all niggas. Don't fuck with that dope shit. But yeah, don't do dope. You be a dope. You know what I'm talking about? I'm fucking with y'all though. I'm fucking with y'all. It's a plan. It's a damn plan to do this shit to herd niggas into these concentration camps.
I told you, B.
They want us to wild out, but we not wilding. We pacified. They could come bow us over at any time, but then we'll start bucking, but it's too late. They done bowed you over already. You in the back of the van. You done ran up in here, took you, the girl, the kids, and everything, and y'all in the back of the fucking van. Like it ain't nothing.
Yep. You
know what I'm talking about? And you in the camp.
Yeah.
You in the camp. Next thing you know, you in the fucking camp.
Yeah.
I lost Poppy again.
Nah, I'm right here, B.
Oh, so I lost somebody else. I think it was one of Jay. But I'm trying to raise some alarm on this show a little bit. Everybody who press one, y'all live. Everybody who's on the call, you live on the phone. So you got anything to say? Unmute yourself and talk. But and just jump in, tell me who the fuck.
What's up?
Let's get ready, man. We need to get ready for this shit, yo. We need to get ready. Niggas need to start.
I just got up in this thing. What's happening?
This nigga. Hey, y'all give it up for my nigga Bradley. This nigga, BJ, nigga. BJ, who at the Prophet? BJ the Prophet?
Nah, man. I don't know, man. Just call me BJ right now because I'm coming through with the BJ. She want the BJ. She can get it. You hear me?
You going to give her a BJ?
Fuck y'all. Southside of this shit. Southside, too. Southside represent, motherfucker.
Hey, you gonna give her a BJ, yo. But easily.
Yeah.
this nigga right here is petty every week, extra, all the time. But listen, more than anything else, being prepared for what we got coming up, which is everybody says it's inevitable. Right, everybody says it's inevitable that it's about to go the fuck down.
Woo.
So what the fuck is niggas doing to get ready for that shit? Like for real, man.
Bro, all you could do is scrap up.
Bro.
All you could do is scrap up and hope you get enough time to know they coming before they get to you. You know what I'm saying?
And you think you should get out of like the household, like get into a different mode, like get on some junk.
We gonna have to get on Rambo mode.
You have to go into
another
zone.
Niggas that could be able to just hold down the crib just to have a
bro,
place
think
to.
Think of it like Mortal Kombat, bro. You have to go to a different realm. You have to go to a whole nother place in your mind and style. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga said Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
oh, my my God.
I don't
yo.
Give a fuck, chicken fighter, street fighter, whatever you play. I'll go
this
street fighter
man.
With his hand. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go that way, man.
Hey, we got somebody turned up, and we love it. I love it, I see you. I think my boy Chose was on my show last time, and he said some real shit. He said niggas need to stop holding on to their life so much. He said life ain't shit, and this is the pussiest way to exist. Everything after this is the hot shit. Everything after this is the hot shit, right? This is the pussiest way to be right now is alive, fragile, and not knowing when you're going to die. Once you're dead, bam, that shit is the shit. So,
How anybody know this shit, though?
It's the higher schools, the higher learning. It's the higher learning. The Egyptians, everybody was trying to leave the planet. Nobody wanted to stay down here and be fucking with this shit. That's why everything was in the heavens. Orano, Uranus.
Can I say one thing, though? Even though Egyptians and Africans were the start, can I say something, though?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
It's one thing. When motherfucking Americans nowadays, even no matter who it is, I don't give a fuck what race, what color you are. I don't give a fuck. I fuck with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, though. When Americans say that they run this land, no, they don't. Bitch, the Americans took this land from the Indians. You know what I'm saying? The Indians used to run this land. You know what I'm saying? So this is really the Indian land. That's why they fucking pay the Indians to have fucking certain areas
17.
Where they're at and shit. You know what I'm saying?
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish.
I'm just saying, cuz.
Of evil men.
That's just how it is.
Blessed
I got
is
fucking
he
Indian
who in the name
fucking
of charity and
goodwill and
goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. And you will know my name is the Lord.
Stick this on one foot.
I
got one foot up doing this right here.
Upon thee.
Kick it like this. Order by chaos. New world order. Genocide. Many died slayed across the water. Suicide bombers. UFOs abducting farmers. In the field, crop circles left in marijuana. Hurricane watch. Tornado warning. Greenhouse effect. Can't you feel it global warming? Gas prices going up. Buildings still blowing up. Radiation babies come out glowing like grown up. Napalm, A-bomb, H-bomb. Splitting atoms. Nuclear physicists. Antimatter exists. Particle acceleration. Barbecue a whole nation in a world full of suffering. It's weapons we create in disease. Pandemics, drugs, crime, murderers, killers, thugs, slime, filth, homeless, loveless, racist, fascist, crackhead, smackhead, bastards, American idols. Life ain't surreal. The real world chances slim for survival. You get voted off the island by a soldier with a rifle. Or carjacked by a base head with a pipe full of rock cocaine that came off a plane from D.C. Cut up with morphine in the southeast. The streets of Baghdad ain't half as bad as your dad. Getting sent to jail for half a bag. Cops gone so moms feel a aftermath. A-Rab put on a suit when he threw away his rag. Got a visa, got a loan, got a store, got a telly, got a Benz and Osama. Been. Hit him on the celly. The Aryan Nation and the Ku Klux Klan kill more Americans than was slain by Taliban. In the hood every day a black man shoot a black man and 400 billion get sent to Pakistan. They want us to be scared but I have no fear. I'm an upright man, I'ma stand right here. With God on my side, Buddha on my mind, Jesus in my heart and Allah in my ride. Earth under my feet and water in my eye. Air fuel in the fire in my soul as I cry out loud. But my words fall on deaf ears. The beat makes make them nod so hard they can't hear. I drop an acapella, they hit fast forward. I meet them and I tell them, but they still ignore it. If no one's around, does the tree make a sound when it falls in the forest? The light, I saw it, I received it, I believed it. Heaven is love and we won't achieve it unless we erase the hate. Mistakes will be repeated. Unity is the key for us to truly be free and them to be defeated. By us, I mean all of us, not just the U.S. From the uneducated to the most scholaresque. This is the gospel to break the God spell and God complex. Illuminati's uncover the veil. Life is a test and how do you fail? Better yet, how do you pass when you don't know you in class? The real politics, not an elephant or an ass. A bunch of rich people trying to keep what they have. More and more poor people piling up on the Ave. Some die in poverty, thinking they was middle class. While the streets is paved with gold, but it's government property. Try to break off a piece, you'll get locked up probably. People play the lottery, stimulate the economy. At the corner store, scratching tickets off in harmony. Doctors get paid G's to kill babies and raise the medication price for the old ladies. Minimum wage ain't been raised since the late 80s, and there's been wars, recessions, the deficit is crazy. There's a spiritual uprising, it's better health and fitness. I can hear the Lord coming now. Can I get a witness? If this is the last days and you wish this, let's get this like gifts on Christmas. Lies get dismissed. The truth is out there, the truth is out there, cause the loot is out there, and the scoop is out there. The war's on overseas, but right here we under siege, under a spell, deceived, thinking we need greed to succeed. And God is perceived as a trinity, a history, a mystery, a memory, an energy, an entity, ubiquitous and ridiculous to any common sense that exists. So you couldn't question it, you just do as you told. Go to church and pay your toll for your soul while the king collects the gold. Roll your fingers to the bone.
Trinity, I don't give a fuck if this shit is so infinity. You be talking shit, but that's where the fuck you got though. Standards and curses, cause Pazzo.
Yeah. Dickhead Radio. This is how we doing it. The motherfucker Bombageddon. Early countdown prediction show. We got live on the motherfucking line. We got one of Jay. Got the Prodigy. Oh, yeah. Motherfucking, Yo, who else we got on here?
Poppy, nigga.
Queen. Poppy. One of Jay. Queen.
Hello.
Man,
hello.
I'm missing a lot of people. I'm just giving a shout out. I'm missing some people, man. Ask some questions. Huh?
I'm trying to see if I'm still online.
Yeah, you still there?
You good for muting somebody. Go right here.
Hey, I just be trying to keep it clean. I'm about to unmute Rapidocious. Rapidocious, Glorious J. BJ. BJ, you live. Yeah, that nigga. That nigga right there. Hey, you gonna make your way out to the battle this time, BJ?
Hey,
you supposed to be at the birdhouse.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be there, but my motherfucker Riley ain't showing up right now, but he's finna pull up about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, that's, you know how that go.
Y'all gonna be there?
Y'all right there? I'm in here thugging right now.
I keep it dusty.
I keep it dusty like a dusty dog. Hey, my niggas, we have a good time every time we're here on Dickhead Radio, and we always talk that shit, you know what I'm talking about? So, I'm going to tell y'all niggas, the shit that I need to do is, number one, y'all niggas need to get guns immediately, if not sooner. Niggas need to get some weaponry, some form of guns. Invest your money in damn weapons, armor, and shit to protect you from niggas and bullets. I'm telling y'all,
you know
niggas,
what? Learn how to grow your own food and shit. Stop relying on the motherfucking supermarket. Learn how to grow your own food and shit. Buy some land.
Look up climate chaos.
Climate chaos?
Yeah. They saying this shit's supposed to happen September 23rd, between September 23rd and September 25th.
Who's day, though? Who said that?
Who's day?
This shit ain't gonna
they
be
said
nothing.
That, but who's day?
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, they was talking about. Watch that. Look that shit up, bro. There's a lot of people talking about that shit, the climate chaos. They said it last April was 500 days till climate chaos. Climate chaos is basically like all these storms and shit. Shit gonna be crazy, bro. It's gonna be cold as fuck in certain places, hot as fuck in other places. Yeah. The world's going to be unbalanced pretty much as far as, like, climate goes.
That's that shit right there, then.
Look that shit up, bitch.
That shit's deep.
Yo, take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves, man. You niggas need to practice doing sit-ups.
Run around the block a few times.
Tell you, nigga need to do sit-ups, yo. All right, you need to,
real shit.
Need to do sit-ups. And you need to eat green food, yo. Green food. You need food that's green.
You might want to get used to eating snakes and frogs and shit.
Heineken, yeah, that shit is green. I like Heineken. Heineken is, yo, let's just save your life, son.
That counts too, yo. Heineken certainly counts. And sour cream and onion potato chips from Lay's. The green bag. They count too.
The green bag.
I'm trying to help niggas. I'm trying to beat the apocalypse out here, yo. Shit's going down, yo.
I'm lightening the mood and shit, though, man.
I'm lightening the mood, man.
That's some depressing shit, man. I was making beats. I was happy, and I was on mute the whole fucking show. You know what I mean? And as soon as I hit unmute, y'all niggas talking about the end of the world and shit.
That was the topic, because it's Barmageddon, Armageddon. I just flipped it to the topic because I think this shit was... I think, like I said, they trying to gas niggas up for uprising, but niggas ain't about it, yo.
I think the media is trying to cause strife or whatever. But this shit's been going on forever. I mean, it's nothing new. Except the internet is allowing people to upload shit on YouTube instantly now, so it's spreading. Shit's going viral. But it's nothing new under the sun, man. You know what I mean?
You're right about that, B. That shit been going on for mad years, B.
These are facts. But since the beginning of man. The internet is old as fuck. So, niggas used to have the internet back before they had electricity, you know what I'm saying? Niggas used to be able to read each other's minds. And you knew what everybody else knew. Like a cord.
What you know about that?
Yo, listen.
That's why hip hop music's so powerful, because of the ohms and the bass.
Because of them drums, yo. Them drums beat. What the fuck was that? Tracks, yo, tracks.
Hey, my tracks, man. I don't want to hear that shit, man.
don't be saucy. It had exactly what you was talking about. talk about it that own the own minute. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we introduced hip hop brought back the throat chakra. You know what I'm saying? The prophets can speak a little bit. But it's not even if you can, everybody got a price, man. Everybody got a price, man. You can pay these niggas off, yo, man.
So
we can fight, or we can get with the program. That's pretty much it. If you want to be a robot, nigga, you gotta get some metal legs. You know what I'm saying? Get a brand new arm. I get a robotic eye with a Bluetooth. You know what I'm saying? Get my teeth fixed. Get the real Bluetooth teeth, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just go straight up cyborg, nigga. Go cybergenetic organism. You could do that.
Yo, I missed a lot of shit, though. Yo, what are your predictions for the battle?
Oh, man, I gotta go all the way back and do my predictions over again? I did
No. Just one. Just one for me. Right. I'll go back. I'll download the show and shit.
That's like an hour ago. But who? What's your favorite battle? I got Frost with the body. And that's gonna be my favorite battle for the night.
Yeah, that's gonna be Frost with the body.
Because I don't think everybody is kind of intimidated by Arsenal when they rap against him. And this is going to be one motherfucker that's not. And it's going to be really a flip. It's going to be a total
flip. Arsenal's
going
to be out of his element, though. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you. He's down here.
He's not going to be on this game, yo. He's going to lose bad. It's going to be brutal. Yeah, man.
I'm excited to see that. The dark horse battle is Rob the Ripper versus Bill Collector. I got that as my dark horse battle. Also got that as my possible Charlemagne Donkey of the Day battle. I didn't say nothing about that. I was waiting for people to come through.
Yo, what you know about that Source Fest?
Who?
The Source Fest tomorrow.
Source Fest, yeah. Y'all niggas is out there with barbecue sauce. Y'all got teriyaki. Y'all got ranch.
Yeah, come through there. Soy sauce, all that.
MC Teriyaki and Duck Sauce had a collab together. And they're going to be out there with it. The Burma
some
bar,
ketchup and mustard
at?
For the regular niggas, too.
Yeah, word, you know? We got to look out for regular niggas. It's crazy sauce, though. Where's that, though?
Brain Dogs.
FFJB. You know it get real saucy back there in the back of Rain Dogs. They get extra saucy. You definitely going to have some nacho cheese. Definitely going to have some nacho cheese. Somebody's going nacho cheese. Everybody here. I'm about to turn up the goon. I'm about to let my homie the goon back on.
Who you really think got it? Out of both of them. 3-3-0. 2-1, 1-1, 2-1.
I'm not gonna drop too much, but I was privy to hear some of Frost's bars, and boy oh boy, astronomical. So
I already know because Frost is definitely one of the people that's gonna make it. I already know that. I ain't dumb. Yeah. Frost is one of the people that's gonna make it out of Jacksonville because bitch, I know that. I definitely know that. I ain't dumb. I know this motherfucker. I don't actually talk to him a couple times.
Nah, you kind of dumb, though. Hey, you kind of dumb, son.
Nah, bro.
Come on now, be for real.
I be turned up every time
dumb.
I'm on this shit.
You're not dumb. You just kind of slow.
No, I'm not dumb. Yeah.
My slow flow is remarkable.
Yeah.
My slow flow is remarkable.
Lucci, Larry, Billy, Fat.
My slow flow is remarkable.
Yeah.
Follow me to greatness. Hood nigga certified. Always told the truth when I was rapping. That shit working now. Ain't no hater bone found in my whole frame. Treat this music like the dope game. Hell, it's worth a try. I ain't too bad off you acting like I'm hurting now. Nah, boy, it's the re-up. You ain't heard his learn time. Money on my mental, so that show what I'ma get to. That's just for my little kid fool. But I'ma be buying some shit too. If I really love you, then I won't never forget you. If you ain't them, then I ain't fucking with you. It's simple. Niggas know what I've been through and still be passing judgments. I was left stuck. Right mind screaming, fuck it. Back up in this bitch to get my just due. Go time, a lot of these niggas be talking and we hear you. Lil' hoes lying, the game change, can't be out here just you. So I'm the main, and who is you?
My soul flows remarkable.
And y'all soul, so I'm out the door.
My soul flows remarkable.
And I'm sure gon' be responsible.
My soul flows remarkable.
And y'all soul, so I'm out the door.
My soul flows remarkable.
And I'm sure gon' be responsible. Yo,
y'all don't see this brown bag in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
And me waiting on the corner to get some work if I can.
You need that work, you feel me?
Y'all don't know why I see it in my mind.
My imagination.
He done built them machines and done left me behind.
Yeah, that better be so.
I look in the mirror and I see flashes of past shit, but I'm glad, cause if I didn't know where I was from, where would I be at, bitch? I see clearly even with smudges on my glasses, and I ask, is you mad cause niggas be grinding to make they cash flip?
Mad, bro?
I got a slow flow, but be flipping it on some fast shit, and vow to make every song better than my last hit. Classic, people be saying I'm nasty, but I'm average. Matter of fact, I have no class, I'm just average. In 8 years I'll be married.
Yeah, shout out to my man Larry Bella Fat Day with the motherfucking slow flow. It's remarkable.
Get this shit, man. Turn that shit back on, bro. What the fuck? Come on, bro. What's happening? Let's start off.
Yeah.
I just came through with the rain like I proto. That's all.
Early. We doing it like we do on Dickhead Radio on Friday night. We do it in for motherfucking an hour and a half, and then you guys need to take a bath. We're going to do the dash. Speaking of dash, motherfucking Daryl Dawkins died today, y'all.
Who?
That's not what the fuck the response is supposed to be. When you say who Daryl Dawkins is, Chocolate Thunder.
I hear what you said, bro. I had the phone way away from my ear.
It's all good. Daryl Dawkins, definitely Philadelphia 76ers. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. The dunk breaking backboards ass. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, out of high school.
And it came straight out of high school. Nobody was doing that shit back then. You know what I'm saying? And a bunch of y'all uncles know about him. But they're shout out to that. Other shit that I thought was interesting is I'm checking out the wave right now in the BBA, and cats is giving each other like an honest critique over what their strong points and what their weak points are. Who is crying in here?
I made that post simply because it's a lot of fuck shit going on in the group,
but a lot of I see a lot of
it is
shit,
though, bro.
And I'm with
that's
this whole new football thing,
shit.
So I kind of want to see people. Okay, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is my favorite bar.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you could be a diva with shit like that. You can't be a diva with shit like that. So
you know what I'm saying? It's battle rap, bro. You got hate. It's hate. It's fucking. It's like this, bro. It's like religion. It's like you got demons and angels. It's like hate and trust. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking battle rap. You got hate. You got hate coming towards you, but it's trust. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, you can't take
that shit personal like that, bro. Like, what the fuck wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm about to smack this motherfucker. God, boy, I'll tell you, boy, I don't even got to say
who you going
against, boy. Don't even put the fucking music on because, bitch, I don't want to hear it right now. But, bitch, you know what I'm talking about.
Who you going against?
Whoever the fuck want to get it.
You should go against Yak Bar.
I got the money ready.
Hey, get him to battle Yak Bar. You can battle Yak Bar.
Nah, bro, you trying to kill me. Don't try to kill me on my first battle ever.
Would you?
Don't
you,
try to fucking kill me.
You consider Yak? You consider Yak Bar a tough competition? You know Yak Bar?
Yak Bar. I know who he is, but I ain't never seen any of his battles. But he ain't
never battled yet. He just like you. I don't think he even battled yet.
The cutest white
man,
boy in the city.
You bullshit me, nigga. You bullshit me. I'm looking at Yakbar right
now
because I know I have him as my fucking friend on fucking Facebook.
That boy Yak got some shit, though.
I have him as my friend on Facebook, bro.
That boy Yak got some shit, though. I'm trying to tell you. Give him 3 or 4 battles. He got some shit. He got some shit.
Huh?
I don't give a fuck.
No. It ain't that. I'm just saying, homie. You know, that's all it is.
Awesome,
I'll see your thing.
Hey,
pull me,
me and fucking then you pull me back on. Pull me against somebody that got some good shit. What's up?
Real shit. And that's how it's supposed to be. It's battle
rap.
I can respect that. Those are facts.
I'll fucking battle somebody that's a veteran. Put me against Moses West if you want to. Shit.
Oh,
what's
shit.
Up?
Talk to him. Talk that shit. Kill them niggas.
The poet with
veteran. Yeah. Straight up.
I'll come through
ready.
With the poet veteran, man. We can talk poet shit. I get poetic in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Word. I know what you're saying. Yo, Dan, I thought that was Larry.
You know what I'm saying? What's Michael Jackson's sister's name? Tell me.
LaToya?
What's Michael Jackson's sister's name?
LaToya.
Nah. Janet Jackson.
he got
you
a lot
know what I'm saying? I get poetic up in this motherfucker. You want to get poetic and shit, talk about he the poetic king of the motherfucking Duval, huh? He don't want to go out of town and shit. He gets mad. He don't want to go out of town. I done heard.
You didn't hear nothing, you read it. Yo, alright. You saw this in your email? I sent this to your email, yes sir.
Yeah,
alright, there he goes. He's out of there. Yo, Larry, what up, son? Yo, 418, who's this?
Rip.
Yo, what up, Red? I know that. I thought that was Larry number. Yo, what up, Red?
Chilling.
That's what you said. Red, we was doing the predictions. We pretty much did everybody's predictions, and we done got to the end of the world where niggas got to get guns. Niggas got to get guns, Red. That's what it's all about right now.
Yeah, I know. I like guns.
Well, how many guns you got, Red?
Enough.
You're petty. You're so
stupid.
What you on, white liquor tonight, Red?
How you know?
I'm good like that. I can tell
straight
by the
like
different
that.
Level of...
I know if I get some brown, I'm turn up.
Yeah, you cool tonight, so that must be the white liquor. I done heard you on the brown before.
Yeah, I'm finna get ready to go to that damn birdhouse with Miles Jones, motherfucking ass.
Yeah, it should be popping off right now, actually.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, make sure. Yeah, you had it out there too, right? Right, BJ.
Yeah, I'm about to head out there right now, bro.
Yeah,
who's
man.
BJ?
So y'all make sure. BJ, he's the next big deal.
Man, I'm something that you don't even know about yet, man. I'm gonna come through again.
That's not that one from that one week, is it, Taylor?
I come through with energy as cause a motherfucking Mexican.
Nah, just,
spell.
Yeah,
that
just
is
just
him. That's him, ain't it?
I don't need that fucking shit.
That's
him.
That's that boy from
Mexican
last time, ain't it? Stop interrupting me, man. For real.
Nah, that wasn't on you. That was on him. Like, he do it every week. He just start rapping and spazzing out.
I'm still muted, right?
That's the one Bochette rapped against, right?
Yeah, him, yeah.
Oh,
him.
Wow.
Hello?
He's a nonstop caller, yo.
That's the little man transformer.
You got
I ain't muted.
Nah,
oh,
you're not muted, Queen.
I wanted to chime in and be petty and say since there's more people online, you can play my song. Yeah, thank you.
Turn it up.
I got some people in the car ride with me want to hear my song, man.
Shit. Queen said she want to play a song again. I'm going to play a song again because you done called in and you done stayed on the line the whole time.
Big Bill, nigga. Took off on his beat, boy.
I'm a fisher. Yeah, Queen.
Turn that up. Officially drunk, you bitches don't believe that. Stand up, shit. I'ma make you take a sleep back. Don't jump to it. Officially beatin', just to make you please it. When you said it, be that official bitch. Say the title, yeah, I see that. Official D girl. Ask me where the weed at. Ask me where the queen at. I ask you where my shoes at. I need that. You got beat everywhere the heat at. Oh, yes, I'm off the meat rack. Official, yes, I be that. Soon as I see that. News, so I read that. Bitch, I might be that. Pussy, no, I freak that. Follow, no, I need that. Sad, yes, I queen that. Slide, I'm all bullet, bitch. Follow this pulling. I ain't scared to do it right now. Pull it, it's official that I'm low. My legs so full, and I put a 7 years on the sand so full. I ain't rap the game, I ain't rap that bullshit. I go hard.
You a stripper queen?
I used to be a stripper. A long ass time ago.
Yup. That's a stripper song.
It ain't no stripper song, Negro.
It is too a stripper song. That's a stripper song.
So, do you hear what I'm talking about in the song? You can see it ain't talking about nothing about no strippers. I'm talking about
getting money. Nah, you talking about getting money. That's who they pray to.
Boy, you sound like Chris Tucker and fucking... Boy, you sound like Chris Tucker.
Shut up, nigga. Yo, nah.
I sound like Chris Tucker.
When he was Chris Brown.
The proper way. It's okay, though. I know you like the song.
Hey, we loved it. Hey, I don't got no money.
Don't have none.
Hey, that's gonna be how we run it. That's gonna be how we roll through. That's gonna be how we roll through when we go. I'm telling you, if you're gonna push that song, push it to the strip clubs, cause that's the market it's in.
Well, that's what's up. I need y'all some advice or whatever, cause I'm about to really.
Hell yeah, you get that. That's a place where they play songs. The DJs there play songs. The girls, I want to dance to this song. She danced to that song. That's what happens. Money gets slapped on
the booty. I got something for the strip club. They ain't ready for that shit right now, though.
Ooh.
Oh, right. They ain't ready for that. Well, they going to be like, I didn't know you was like that, girl. Yeah.
Wow. I knew I could listen to the song and tell you was doing that song for the strip club.
Nah, I wasn't doing that for the strip club. I mean, the story behind that, I wrote the first verse on that song when I was like 17 years old. Well, the second verse when I was like, got the beat out, I was like 24, 25 and recording that.
That don't mean you can't write something for the strip clubs when you're younger.
It wasn't no strip club. So, like,
you was still turned up.
When
you was 16, when you was 15. Wilding out, because we was all wilding. I was wilding when I was 15. You tell me you was the perfect angel running around here.
No. I wasn't wild when I was 15. I got wild when I was 19. I was grown when I became into strip clubs, drugs, alcohol, all that shit. I was grown. Graduated from high school, out of the military, and everything when I started doing all that crazy.
Whatever. To make successful music in the South, you gotta have a dance or a dance.
Whoa, what? You gotta have a dance?
Yeah, you gotta have a dance.
It's called the booty clap.
Man, look, no. A woman has to have a dance, not a male. No, I'm trying to hold my rhythm.
What
the fuck?
What you talking about? Yo, that's how the 69 boys got on.
That's why a lot of the groups from the South back in the days used to be a male and a female. If you didn't notice that, a lot of black and white.
Wasn't a lot of female rappers?
A male and female.
Yeah,
it was Mako Bacon. Look, bro. They always had girlfriends, even though they wasn't wives. Okay, it was girls. Whatever.
Nah, it was never a lot of that shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, of course.
At the risk of sounding hella dumb, bro, who are you, bro? Like, cause I've been trying to figure out who the hell you was for like the longest, bro. Like, I don't know who this is. I'm just curious.
The Bradley dude? Yeah, him.
Yeah. I'm fucking Bradley Jack. Who are you?
I'm on the tape, bro. I really didn't know who you were. That's all that was.
No, say your name again, cuz.
What's up?
Who your name is, cuz?
Hold on, I'm rolling my windows up. I can hear you now. What's up?
What your name is, cuz?
My name on the day.
Add me on Facebook, bro.
Facts.
Right now, bro. So I know who you are, because I don't like
I'm driving
nigga.
Right now, bro. That's why I said
this nigga, I got the extendo clip, and I got the baby deuce too, bro. In my fucking bottom song, bro, please.
Nigga, what? Bro, chill, bro. I really was just trying to figure out who the hell you are, bro. That's all it was.
Bro.
I know, bro.
I'm a fucking paranoid ass motherfucker, bro. I'm smoking moon rocks, man. You know what moon rocks are. If you don't know what moon rocks are, well, fuck you.
I just asked a simple question.
Yeah, this nigga is retarded. Yo, listen, Warner J, every week, I give him like 8 minutes. I give him 8 minutes before he start going all the way off.
I hear him every week. I never know who he is. That's what made me ask. I really just had no idea who the hell he was. He be snapping though. I'm like, bro, who the fuck is just going off about shit? You know. Nigga ain't know. So I had to ask shit.
And then I mute him for like a half hour, right? And then I come back and he's still talking. He's still talking like we was. This shit is amazing, yo. This shit is amazing, yo. He the homie though.
Shit.
I ain't even going for it. Look, watch.
You niggas talking shit. I got a clothing line coming out, bruh. You niggas talking shit.
Who the fuck?
Mute the fuck on me. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, listen.
Damn,
bro. I appreciate all my callers. I never hang up on you. But we always try to keep it. We always try to keep it respectful. If you're telling somebody you got extended clips and 9mm, and he just asks you who you were, that's a little bit extreme. That's a little bit extreme. And greeting people with gunshots, you know, it's only acceptable in Brooklyn.
I'll be at everybody 1 o'clock.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, early.
Fuck you,
got 3 minutes.
Bitch, you want me to fucking freestyle on this mic right now?
Nah,
give me this motherfucking beat, bitch.
We're not gonna give you a beat either. And most of the time, alright, listen. We're gonna rock one more joint. My main prediction is that it's gonna start late.
Yeah, facts. Those are facts. I get
that
off work at 7 o'clock and y'all are just be starting.
That's my main prediction for the Barmageddon that I don't think is I'm Negro Diamond to tell y'all that's what's gonna happen is we're gonna start late. We will be entertained, blood will be spilled, and I think G-Man Frost is gonna solidify a lot of doubters. I was one of his early doubters. Honestly, I got 60 seconds left. Honestly, it said I wanted Frost to do more music. I thought he was a musical genius. Like, and him being able to sing and being able to translate messages and relate them. I wanted him to focus on doing music, you know what I'm saying? So I probably deterred him from battle rap, not physically, but if he asked me what I think he should do, you know what I'm saying? As far as and I said the focus should be placed on music as opposed to battle rap, but I think there might be more people like me, but he already proved me wrong because He dropped some bars on me that was ridiculous. So, let's go ahead and help each other, and let cats know that it's going down on motherfucking September 20th, Barmageddon, BBA, King's Court. We got the ticket link here. Always sign up for the show. Appreciate all y'all for calling Queen Savvy. Thank you for calling in. Turn it up with us. Thank you, Bradley. Appreciate you, Warner J.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
for tuning in. For tuning
all
in tonight.
That's
on the site, Cuddy. Did you just call me Cuddy? Did you just call
me
Cuddy?
Yeah, man. I'm from the West Coast, cuz. What you talking about,
man? You're not from the West Coast, man. You're not from the West Coast, yo.
My
right?
cousin just got back from the West Coast.
Right, you said my cousin is, right? I knew you wasn't from the West Coast. Nigga, you from Jacksonville, yo. You probably from Middleburg.
Yeah, I'm from Jacksonville, but I'm from... Nigga, I ain't from no motherfucking Middleburg. I'm from the South Side. I've been born down there.
Yeah, from,
I don't
yeah,
know
from
if you know
South
Silver
side,
Springs Apartments. You know Silver
you
Springs
Mandarin,
Apartments.
Nigga.
Logan's Point. You know Logan's
from
Point.
Mandarin,
yeah,
you got a retention pond in your backyard.
I wish you would. You really gonna try me like that, Cuddy? Really?
Yeah, both of you listen.
Nigga,
both of you.
I live motherfucking on St. John's Bluff, nigga, right across the street from fucking
your mother knit sweaters.
Right down the street from motherfucking Beachwood Apartments.
Hey, your mother knit sweaters. Your mother knit sweaters for your
whole family. Son, nigga?
For Thanksgiving.
Nah, cuz you got
everybody
me
got matching
up,
sweaters.
You
with reindeer with light up roses on them and shit.
Motherfucking like me, bitch. I'm from the south
nigga,
side, but
nigga,
I ride on you, nigga.
Nigga,
what the
you
fuck
still
you
got
mean,
pajamas
nigga?
With
I
the feet in.
I fuck with all Nevada rappers, nigga. You talking all that shit right now.
Nigga.
You at China, all right?
Nigga.
What?
Nigga.
Fuck
listen,
that fucking
listen.
Shit. I don't give
I just
a fuck
say
about
I was
this week.
What I'm saying is, you had a bike with tassels on the handlebars on the end. You had a bike with tassels.
You don't know me? You don't remember me? You
nigga.
Don't know me? You don't
nigga,
know me? You
wear,
ain't never seen me,
you
bro.
To, when you was... When you was five, nigga, you used to wear cowboy boots with no socks on them every day to school, no matter
nigga,
what.
When I was
they
five,
did.
I had Adidas
you
on,
gym.
You dumbass motherfucker.
You
what the fuck?
Nigga, you used to wear cowboy boots with no socks.
What? I had Adidas on,
nigga.
What?
Nigga, you got two posters in your room.
I had Adidas on.
You got two posters in your room. You got
two posters in my room.
Room.
I got shit in my room, bitch. All I got is a new mattress.
You got a poster
of
Tom Brady.
Thank you. And
you
got I
got a
clock. And I got a Raiders hat and a fucking goddamn Florida Panthers hat. What you want? And I got a bucket hat
listen.
That got cat with a fucking Indian
got,
hat on it. And I fucking part
Tom
Indian.
Tom Brady and you got a poster of Eminem.
And I got,
and I got
Jordan 3s and Jordan 4s sitting
nigga.
In my closet, nigga.
You
and I got Jordan 6s,
nigga.
I can keep going, nigga. What you want to do, nigga? And I got a motherfucking dick, nigga. You ain't really
listen.
Shit, nigga, and I got a pen, and I got a pad where I fucking write down and I spit. You ain't really shit, and I got an H video for...
This nigga can't even spell, yo, listen, you can't spell what the fuck you're talking about, yo, most of the time that I let people troll is like after the show, you know what I'm saying? I don't even give a fuck. Queen, we ain't gonna play no more music, so you can tune up. I'm probably just gonna sit here and cuss this dude out for like 20 minutes, and then I'm gonna go ahead and take a nap and get ready for work tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. Yo, brother, listen. You are really disappointing your parents
dude,
right now.
I don't wanna hear your blabbers, bro.
Listen, you are disappointing your parents right now. You know that? Your parents are
no,
fucking
I'm not
pissed off.
Because
you.
I'm fucking
you
drawing.
You are, yo. You're on all of these fucking
I'm
drugs.
I'm devouring.
All right? And
these
you got
fucking
so much,
cheese
got
eggs.
So much potential.
I'm devouring
such a good
mama's
boy.
Pancakes from
such
fucking
a good boy.
Cracker Barrel.
And look at
you
now,
shut your ass
drugs,
up. You don't want this fucking terror. I cause spells
you know
like
well
a delusional schizophrenic.
You
be talking all that
nigger.
Shit. You can't even fucking handle it when I'm
Let him talk. Let him rap. Let him
the
rap.
He's taking this position of Tulane. I'm like a volcano, talking all that shit, dog. I got all this rage, bro. Ain't talking shit. You fucking bitch. You a fucking shit. You ain't talking shit. But you ain't bothering bitch. You ain't sucking nothing. You ain't fucking shit. Fucking bitch. I be sucking pussy. Goddamn, her pussy good. Taste life. Look like a Georgia
ooh.
Peach. Goddamn, boy, that shit is good. She a sexy bitch. She a sexy. She a, say, hold up, wait. Ooh, goddamn, she sweating. Ooh, it was good. She a sexy, she a reader. I be on the fucking grind like I'm smoking on the reaper. I be on the good shit. I don't smoke cannabis sativa. I only smoke the indica, the good lay, rest and relax and fall. And get the money.
Yeah, the black horse. The red horse. The white horse.
EvolutionBeats.com.
Mind apocalypse, destruction of the phallic speech. Evil concealed in your consciousness in the form of ego. We getting foul, but nobody wanna shoot the freak though. Pearls of swine is how I feel when telling truth to people. Like I give a damn about a cracker or a useless negro. That's good for Haiti, and I hope they bomb Puerto Rico. This world's a toilet, I'm about to take a steaming shit. Hope y'all niggas swim or you gon' end up like a Trina victim. Odin's eye, visions of the Ragnarok. Pestilence got us underground like Fraggle Rock. I shut your lights out so you can't shadow box. Beat you with a bag of rock, shut your fucking chatterbox. Chains on your brain, your cerebellum is master. Tectonic plate shift when I spit, you feel a acid. It's a never ending road down the path of the paradox. See surfing, about to fuck the world with a dragon cock.
Maha, vidyayeda maha. Maha, vidyayeda maha. Maha, vidyayeda maha. Maha,
The unbridled Sagittarius archetype. Half man, half horse with archer sight. No stars, no moon, it's dark tonight. Hallelujah, Kali Yuga starts tonight. Kamira, bend the air like an avatar. Grab your heart, tear it out at the Yalima. I say Alegma, I say Saraswati. Bomb strapped to your temple lobe, kamikaze. Medulla murderer, bleeding you through cerebral. Leaving you bruised up, chewed up like a piece of food. Watch him take it to your house like a pizza dude. I can make him shake the ground and get your feet to move. And I don't give a damn, you must got me confused with a happy nigga face shining like some deacon shoes. I set the world on fire, hand me the fuse. Just the thought of everything over got me amused.
Maha, beja, beja, maha, maha, beja, beja, maha, maha, beja, beja, maha, maha, beja, beja, maha.
Yo, musical genius. Lyrical mastermind, a grain of sand lost in the hourglass of time. Pain in the spine for those who rap asinine. I changed the mind for the third eye blind. Who built the universe?
Who was the creator's father?
Now questions we get answers, so don't even bother. Galaxies parallel, who is Yahweh El Elohim? No to you as an angel. Advanced civilization, no language separation, no color boundaries.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Before the continental drift that was on this, spitting flows in Syriac, writing them on papyrus. The son of Imhotep, jackal face Anubis. Turn words to gold, I'm a lyrical alchemist. The first scientist, gripping a mic with an iron fist. Waging war in hip-hop for infantry, iron list. While you buying this, I'll be driving in a flying disc. To the edge of the universe, breaking the matrix. Black holes hold the secret to antimatter. Physical form breaks down, but my soul can't be shattered. I far surpass the average human intelligence.
My brain waves stretch much longer, man, I measured it.
I drop gems to the homeless to pick them up and treasure it. Storm is coming soon, get your food, get your candles lit.
Fuck y'all still doing here?
Huh?
Hey, fuck, what the fuck y'all still doing here?
What you mean, boy?
I told your ass the show was over, nigga.
What shit, nigga? You want a freestyle battle? What's happening?
Nigga, you can't rap, nigga.
Well,
like, at
up?
All.
You free right now, motherfucker. What you... Motherfucker. Right,
I mean, like, you can't rap good like this.
We can go fucking You Can't Rap Volume 2.
Trying to get a million, motherfucker, don't damn me, because you know I was. A nigga in his prime feeling great, and I know my shine is at stake. I'ma get some rice and beans for the size on my plate. I'ma go and get it fed, nigga, I ain't finna wait. A nigga had trouble, my heart took it all. I done been through the struggle, now I'm finna ball. Make the Hall of Fame, put my name on the wall. I don't really care about the popularity at all. I'm just trying to get the industry prepared for my dog. Ain't nobody better, they ain't built like this. From the J to the bottom, screaming, motherfuck the law. Innocent civilians getting killed out here, I swear. I won't let it bother me. I just see money, I don't fuck with the flaw. Honestly, I just be chillin'. But if it's an issue that's with you, I'm bustin' at y'all. Law knows mama didn't rain me like this. But everybody wanna be a thug and they lost. I'm back in this bitch and I suffered the cost. And all I kept thinking was, oh, what a lie.
Come try to team, nigga, we will bust. I'm the first round pick, nigga, Andrew Luck. I swear going in, SBM. Man, I'm at the ham, so you know we gon' win. I got PT, I can't forget a Kenyan. Larry B on the track, but I ain't worried about him. I keep my ears to the feet, my eyes on the street. My mind on my money, so I stay on my feet. Man, free my nigga Thurm, real rest in peace. You the reason why I moved that to Exos with feet. You know a nigga hot, a little tipsy. I up that
fire, nigga, don't tempt me. Let it bust and squeeze to the clip them feet. Cause you know I'm going out like a real Koji. Nigga, you know me, I move slowly. Plus I talk real calm in a two-door beat. That nigga Boo told me, nigga, Sue will be. And if a nigga run, they remove those seats. And I be like, oh, what a life, what a life, what a life. When I swear these hoes be choosing. If a nigga get the trust, then know my set. I'ma make this life a movie. That I survive. The queen worried about a damn
thing. Talk to them niggas, Larry.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Just close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Hey, it's gonna be
alright. You relax your mind.
Hey, listen, it's going to be all right. I'm about to go check the rest of this game. Go Jaguars, about to bust the Lions in the mouth. Y'all be good, y'all. Thanks for calling in. Check out radio. Bombageddon, September 20th. Holla.